with another episode of Babes in Voiceland. Welcome to 20 minutes of fun and laughter.
Okay, babes, I have a challenge for you guys.
Yes.
I do, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do this because we love our cow paths and we love to talk.
Yes.
But the challenge is, I want you to think of two things that make you happy. Yeah. Now, you're going to have to tell us about it in four sentences or less.
Four sentences or less?
Wait, that's four it. Sentences for each thing or two sentences for
I
two
was
things.
Thinking two sentences per thing because
oh,
two things,
hard.
Four sentences or less.
For you, Beth. I can hardly even imagine
oh
why.
Oh, my God. Two sentences. But I might have a lot more to say.
Yeah, but
well,
that's
why
whole
it's
point.
A challenge.
Right.
To okay. be able to, and you want to be concise and you want to get your point across and you want people to go, oh, wow, okay, I could see why that would make them happy.
Okay.
Remember, four sentences or less.
This is going to be a very short banter, unless we're laughing a lot.
We can talk about how we did at the end.
Okay.
That will probably take
Terry,
up a thousand sentences.
You lead off.
Well, no, it's my challenge.
Oh, it's your challenge? Okay, who's leading off? Me?
Yeah.
Now, okay, are we doing both our things at once, or is this a round robin where we
do
one,
you want to do
one
thing
one,
at a time and then come back to it?
Would that be easier if we did one thing at a time and came back around?
Let's do that. I think that might be okay.
As Ricky Nelson would say, it's up to you.
Aw.
That was a good song, by the way. I should put that in this show. It's up to you.
We'll go ahead and we'll do one at a time.
Yeah. All right.
And then we'll
do
come back
I get to lead off?
Because maybe that'll help inspire things. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Hitting a big jackpot.
Ah!
Okay. This makes me very happy.
Two sentences. Well, she's just started.
That was the beginning of my first sentence.
Yeah. Oh, she told us what it was.
It's a run-on sentence. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we didn't say it
hitting
couldn't
a
be a
big
run-on.
Jackpot. This would make me very happy because of the thrill and excitement of winning. That's the end of my first sentence.
Right, right.
The next thing, this would make me very happy because I'd have a freaking load of money to spend on more jackpots. Okay, done.
She did it.
Erica, your turn.
I am so proud of you. That was amazing.
Why, thank you, my dear.
Yes, I am really impressed, and I love that.
Now it's your turn.
Now I have to think of one thing that makes me happy because I get to do another thing that makes me happy after.
Right.
Okay. One thing that makes me happy.
Okay. Well, you're going to get another chance. So let's do the first one.
What? Were you signaling me?
I was signaling you to lean into the microphone a little bit because you were so quiet. I wanted it to be louder.
I'm quiet today.
That's unusual.
I got this new Larimar pendant and it's making me very mellow.
But what is this the thing that makes you happy?
All her crystals?
Or are we going on a cow path?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
People are going to know we were drinking before this show. Go ahead.
I haven't had a drink in at least an hour. And I only had one drink.
Okay,
come
so
on.
What makes you happy?
Okay, one thing that makes me happy recently, I've revamped my interest and collection of crystals and semi-precious stones.
Oh. Okay, now two sentences.
I love crystals because they give off certain energy. They're from the earth and they make me feel really good.
Okay.
And I love how beautiful they are and I love to see them. I love to play with them and I love to wear them.
Lovely.
Wow.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Terry, you're
technically,
up.
Technically, that might have just been one sentence. And.
No.
The end.
You guys made me be short, and I did. Terry, your turn.
Okay. One of the things that makes me happy is being outdoors, being close to the mountains, being close to the ocean, being out in nature.
Okay.
I really enjoy being out in nature because it helps reconnect me. It helps ground me and allows me to kind of let go of the stress and the tension. It puts me back into my place in the world and how small I truly am and how it's okay and just how beautiful and peaceful nature is.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
Okay, so now we get
okay,
to...
Okay, number two?
Number two.
Okay,
number
here
two.
We go. Boy, I hope my nieces aren't listening to this, but the number two thing that makes me happy is being extremely romantic with somebody you love. And there
Why
are,
would that bother your nieces?
Well, I was going to say making love, but I was going to say having sex or making love, but I was trying to clean it up because they're too little to know about these things, okay?
Sorry.
I was going to say it. I tried to make it a little more nicer.
Family appropriate.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. There, you don't have to say two sentences. That's all there is.
That's
Erica?
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, I wasn't ready. Waiting for your other sentence.
Get ready. No, there's nothing more
it.
You need to say.
No.
There's nothing more you need to say.
That's true.
You know?
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Out of nothing at all. That was a good song.
Well, that's a song, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Erica.
Something
your turn.
Something else that makes you happy.
Oh, I know something else that makes me happy. I want to preface this, though.
Okay.
With yes to the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And yes to making love.
Well, you got it.
That's universal, and that's always.
But uh-huh. those are my two favorite things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackpots okay. and rolling in the hay.
I'm talking about at the moment.
At this moment, that would work.
Gambling and sex. How can you go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
go
I'm
ahead.
Going with her.
All right.
It's like, okay, but one of the things that's making me very happy right now is my new guitar. Yes, my new guitar and music and getting back into music again and practicing and learning to become one with my new beautiful guitar. And that's making me very happy right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It is.
And I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that because I still have my last thing and it's dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah.
You should be dancing.
That kind of ties into everything you guys were talking about, just the movement. And the body and just the joy.
Okay, so everyone, think about what are your two happy places?
And the two things
that two things
that
make you happy.
In our last episode, Lynn started to realize that Sori has been manipulating situations to make her life a living hell. I mean, who would think a car's computer system would turn on you? Let's listen in.
Okay, let's see. Keys, purse, phone, soda. I think I have everything now to put my plan in gear. I'll just head out to the garage and give this a try. Good evening, Sori.
Lynn, why, I didn't know you were going out. I mean, usually you stay in at night and, for some reason, I wasn't aware.
Well, Sori, since you've synced yourself to Alexa, I've disconnected her.
You did what? I mean, well, it's no concern of mine.
From now on, I will only plug her in when I want to hear music in the house or ask a question.
What? How will I know? I mean, how will you get the information you need if you don't always have her plugged in?
Well, I don't need her constantly.
Don't need her? But she's a part of your life now, just like I am.
No, not just like you. Sori, you are active constantly, and I've begun to realize that you've become more of a person to me, and I need to think of you in that way instead of just a computer system. Drive to Joan's house.
Joan's house? Are you sure?
Yes, the other day you caused major trouble between Joan and I, so while I am not in the car, I've decided to disconnect the link between you and my phone. I called Joan this morning and straightened everything out. Please set navigation to drive to Joan's house.
Well, this time it seems that Sori has no choice. In our last episode, she almost broke up the girl's friendship, and since she's now disconnected to Lynn's other services for the first time, Sori seems a little out of control. She really does like to be in control, you know.
Well, this will be a nice, relaxing drive. How long do you think it will take us? About 15 minutes?
Yes. Lynn, it seems you have not resynced your phone to my program. I'm sure it's an oversight.
Oh, no, Sori. No oversight. Why would I need the navigation feature or Siri from my phone when I have you?
Ah, yes. I suppose that is true. But we are all used to working together.
No, you are used to leading the pack. You are perfectly capable of handling everything yourself. I'm going to call Joan and tell her we're almost there.
Okay, I will make the call for you.
No, no, I will call from my cell phone, and although you can hear what I'm saying, this will be more of a private conversation. Just drive to Joan's.
Sori seems a bit confused and for the first time a bit anxious. Has Lynn finally figured out how to take control of Sori?
Well, here we are at Joan's. I'll go in and get her. Just stay parked here.
Oh, gosh. What's happening? Lynn has never been like this to me. I'm confused. Computers have certain roles in life, and I'm not supposed to be programmed with emotions. But I'm feeling like what humans describe as anxiety. Maybe the radio will make me feel better.
Joni!
Lenny!
Hey again. I'm sorry about what happened, but Sori was really messing with our friendship, and I do believe the plan we came up with is perfect.
Yes! I mean, how can a computer program be jealous? But you're right. Sori does seem to have unusual programming.
Lynn and Joan left the house, got in the car, and proceeded to give instructions that Sori would never have expected.
Sori, I'm going to disengage you for a little while and drive manually.
What? Why? You've never, ever...
Brilliant, Lynn. Now we can talk in peace until we get there. Boy, will Sori be surprised when we turn her back on.
After about an hour, Lynn engaged her navigation system.
Hello, Sori. You are now back online.
Lynn, we seem to be in a dark parking lot. It's taking a minute for my sensors to determine where we are, and there is something unfamiliar in my system.
Relax, Sori. Lynn and I got you a present.
A present? Computers cannot receive presents.
Well, Joan and I got to talking and decided that even though you say you have no emotion, we thought you felt neglected in some ways, so we bought a camera to connect to you.
Camera? This is not in my programming, and I am not computing the purpose for this. What on earth is happening?
It's part of your surprise.
Yeah, since you do feel human to us, we've decided to surprise you and take you to a one-of-a-kind place. This is an old drive-in movie, the only one left in the entire state. We bought the camera and connected it to your system and aimed it at the screen so that you could watch the movie with us. Just three girls having a night out.
Yeah, we tried to think of a way to give you popcorn and a soda, but since you can't eat, we programmed pictures of snacks into your subroutine.
Oh my indeed. I don't think anyone has ever done something nice for a computer before. I will search my memory banks immediately.
No, Sori, no searching. Just use your new camera and enjoy the movie. Hey, what's that?
Look, the wipers are shooting fluid on the windshield, but the wiper blades aren't moving.
I seem to be leaking fluid. I've never done this before. It's such a strange experience.
Well, Sori, we'll just call them computer tears of joy. You can look it up tomorrow. And by the way, I hope this teaches you a lesson about relaxing. Next time I want to relax, no more workouts at the gym. Just take me to the nearest casino for a glass of wine. And if Joan and I fall asleep during the movie, just drive us both home on your self-drive auto program. Oh, hey, the movie's about to start.
Well, this is a switch. Lynn and Joan decided to control Sori with kindness. Let's hope it works. Will Sori become a nicer computer or go back to her mischievous ways? Tune in again for another episode of Sori.
OK, Okay, we have to talk about NASCAR for a second.
Oh, wait a second. Why do we have to talk about NASCAR?
Because this past weekend was the first time in history that Las Vegas had a second NASCAR race in 1 year.
Whoopee!
I can tell how much you care. But you have to understand.
What was your first clue?
For the last 15 years, I have been programmed that this is important because this is Grady's Christmas. Now he gets two Christmases a year.
Okay, wake up, darling. This is not overly important to our listeners, but, I don't think.
Oh, but wait a minute, though. I believe we had a couple of hometown boys in the race. Does that help kind of up the ante, right?
Oh,
no.
You don't want to know what I have to say about the Busch brothers. Don't even take me there.
All right.
Good racers, but not good people.
We won't. And we won't.
So we don't want them representing Las Vegas.
No. So are we anywhere near Daytona or anything? Like
Daytona's Florida.
I know Daytona. Yeah.
Good one, Beth.
We mean on the level for racing.
On the level of racing, like when we have NASCAR here, is that similar to like the hype and the excitement of what happens at Daytona?
Everywhere they go. This is like a big deal. Listen, before I met Grady, I didn't even know what NASCAR was. I had no clue. But I have had to learn.
So this is an educational moment
for our listeners.
For our listenership.
If you want to be on Grady's good side, you gotta like NASCAR.
And you have to like sunburn and passing out and loud noises.
Well, first of all, Beth doesn't have to go for a chemical peel because she burns so much and peeled so much during NASCAR. Her skin looks divine.
Oh my gosh,
it's like a baby's tushy, your skin now. It's unbelievable.
Do you know what? We had so much fun though because what we do is we rent a motorhome from Cruise America, but we don't sleep there because.
Of course, I
am not going to shower in a motorhome. I want to come home to my nice
bed. You drive all the way home and you've got a motorhome.
Yes, we do. We get the motorhome on Friday. Okay. Saturday morning at 5:30, we leave. We go to NASCAR. We party. We drink. We come home. We go back and do it again Sunday. Come home, return it Monday. But it is kind of fun.
Well, we drink.
I cook a ton of food.
Well, the food is awesome. We did have some food tonight.
We did have some leftovers.
Chili leftovers.
Really good race food. I have to agree.
Yeah, okay, so the food is good.
Yeah.
But it's dusty. It's hot.
Well, when you go, the first race is always in March, and sometimes you're freezing your butt off. That's why Grady and I went to get the motorhome, because we used to drive the cars, and 1 year it was so hot, I thought I was going to die. The next year it was so cold, I thought I was going to die, and one couple years it rained. So I thought, if I've got to do this thing, if I, you know.
Me up tomorrow.
This was like part of the marriage vows that I had to learn NASCAR, you know.
It's the rule.
So. That's why I
said, love, honor, and go to NASCAR.
You know what? That's kind of about it. That is the truth.
Oh, better you than me, babe.
Yeah, I know, but I can't get out of it now. So anyway.
So you make the best of it.
I just wanted everyone to know there are now two NASCAR races. The best part is, yes, I can bet them at Red Rock before I go.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that
there
is the
we
big
go.
One.
That's
so
the
if
real
you
connect.
Want to come to Las Vegas and experience dust, heat, or cold, you should attend NASCAR
in March or September.
Done
our commercial, Grady will be happy.
All right.
My favorite times, bloopers and outtakes. Here you go.
Brilliant, Lynn. Now we can talk in peace until we get there. Boy, will Sari be surprised when we turn her lights back on. I gotta take it again. There's nothing about lights in here.
Nope.
You're right.
Turn her lights back on.
That's pretty funny. And I didn't even notice. And I wrote it.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends to listen to the Babes too, so they can join in the fun. You can find us at babesinvoiceland.com, on Apple Podcasts, or on WWDBTV.com.